This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This Victor Wembanyama story is very interesting. Victor Wembanyama yesterday, just a couple of hours before the San Antonio Spurs lined up for an NBA game, announced that Victor Wembanyama, the reigning defending undisputed NBA Rookie of the Year and a minus 3,500 odds on betting favorite to win the NBA Defensive Player of the Year award, because the kid's kind of a freak of nature in the paint, is now going to miss the remainder of the regular season. The remainder of the regular season, Victor Wembanyama is out because they found a case of severe thrombosis in his shoulder. They found, effectively, a blood clot in his shoulder that, had it become dislodged, which is effectively a possibility, if not probability, based on physical contact, had it become dislodged, would have the potential to travel through his bloodstream into a place where you can't have a blood clot, block up the blood flow, and kill him. It's kind of a big deal. Athletes in years gone by have had their careers ended due to this. Chris Bosh was one of them. You'll all remember when Chris Bosh retired from the NBA. He was an all-star that year. He was an all-star the year he retired. But he had this, and doctors effectively said, you can't play physical anymore. Now, the good news is, based on what I've heard, and I've got some clips here from a couple of doctors slash reporters. I'll start with Sam Quinn. He is an NBA reporter embedded with the Spurs. Here was his description of Wemby's situation. He was not alone. Marty Jaramillo is a sports, not doctor, but therapist. Sports injury therapist, I guess, is the right word. Anyway, he was on CBS Sports. So the good news is, as you just heard, caught it early enough in his career, caught it early enough in the development that the clot did not become too enlarged and become a long-term issue. Caught it early enough that right now, the assumption is that it can be treated with blood thinners. However, blood thinners, you can't engage in extreme physical effort. You can't be out there working. You certainly can't be involved in, physical contact, as, you know, a center does in the NBA. Yes, even a 7-foot tall lanky one. The story's wild because if they did not catch this, it could have killed him. It was physical contact, likely, my understanding, in the 928, roughly 10 and a half hours that I have done a deep dive on this concept. The clot itself can be formed by physical contact. The clot can also become dislodged by physical contact. If the clot becomes dislodged, it could end up being stuck in a critical vein or artery, etc., and stop blood flow and, again, kill you. So it's honestly a very scary situation that played out for Victor Wembanyama. They found it early enough that the belief is right now that they would be able to treat it with blood thinners. Now it becomes monitored. Apparently, after the All-Star game, Victor Wembanyama returned to San Antonio and felt off. Said he just felt off. They did this whole battery of tests on him, and they found this blood clot and found it early enough that it will allow him to be treated without major issue and without having to step away from the game of basketball for more than the back half of a single season. And that's obviously a good thing. It's obviously a big time positive. But what a genuinely scary situation. It ended Chris Bosh's career. There was a thought it was going to potentially end Brandon Ingram's career. Fortunately, same with Ingram. They caught it early enough that after he got traded to New Orleans, he was able to get his health right, get himself right, and become the last couple of years, major player for the New Orleans Pelicans. Obviously, they moved on from B.I. at the trade deadline this year, but he was able to continue his career and move on from that. So this is a very interesting situation. It's a very scary situation, and it is, again, just one more illustration of how I think sometimes we look at these professional athletes, and especially when we see the best of the best, right? We see LeBron after a game take the jersey off and the dude's absolutely shredded. We see, you know, these prime time, Giannis Antetokounmpo looks like a literal Greek god. We see these guys, and I think we kind of look and we go, that's the paragon of health, right? But that's as good as it gets. If I look like LeBron, if I look like Giannis, if I look like, you know, Freddie Freeman, whoever, that's the definition of great. And we don't realize that they're human beings too. I can't imagine Wemby getting off a plane in San Antonio and going, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And walking in, there was a guy yesterday that I was following on, well, not following, I was reading along with him on Twitter as he was describing this deep vein thrombosis. And he said, this is something that is very scary. And it's scary because when you find out that you have it, until they really get an opportunity to like deep dive it, do some scans, whatever. When they figure out that's what it is, but before they can really get in there and like take a good look at it, you will get told by a doctor, there is a chance that this is nothing. We're going to give you a couple of pills. We're going to put you on a blood thinner and you're going to be fine. And there's also a chance that you could die. Lonzo will tell
you. Okay, why did you look under the screen at me when you said die?
I was kind of leaning in to emphasize.
Oh no,
the
there
point.
Was eye contact. Like, you could die.
All right, like, let me tell you why. What? Let me tell you why. Because I think you're going to understand me on this. I'm shifting over here so I can look at Lonzo so we can have this conversation. Because I think you're going to understand this. Lonzo and I have a lot in common. Nothing more so than the fact that we are both absolute experts in the ability to look at something and go, worst case scenario is definitely happening here. I get a text from a boss who has kept me around for 5 years now. Hey, come down to my office after the show. And I'm like, all right, Zoe, been nice working with you. And I'm not joking. Every time. I think it's a game now. If I walk into a doctor's office and they're like, hey, you got a blood clot and there's a chance that it's going to be like, take a couple of pills, take a couple of days off, you're fine. Or there's a chance that you're going to die. I'm walking out of there having a whole ass existential breakdown. It's been fun. Mom, I love you. See ya. I'm dead before the like, it's scary, is my point. That could be scary. And this guy, who's a freak of nature, reigning defending undisputed NBA MVP, probably going to be, was going to be the defensive player of the year this year, has been is an all-star. Straight up got a diagnosis of like, hey, your season's over and maybe your career. I think it is important that we put a little bit of respect on the professional athletes that play these games and the college athletes that play these games that we love so much, that entertain us, that take us away from real life, take us away from reality, give us that escape that we all love in sports so much. Because stuff like this happens to them too, and they got to deal with it. All right. Got a couple more things I want to run through. When we come back, we will ask what the X is going on, and we will call it a day, call it a week on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know what, Zoe? You know what we haven't done in a while? And I think this is worth it. I'm going to call this, great one, breaking news. I'm going to call this out of Major League Baseball. I'm going to call it breaking news, brought to you by our friends at BetMGM and the BetMGM Network. Make sure you go pick up the app and listen to A Bet for the Cycle every Saturday on the BetMGM Network from noon to 4 on fine Odyssey stations everywhere, and hopefully, fingers crossed, on this station coming up sometime soon. We'll see. That's the plan. But make sure you listen to Bet for the Cycle on the BetMGM Network every Saturday. So, a statement has been issued mere moments ago, and something that may or may not cause Alonzo to scratch a topic off of what the X is going on, from the New York Yankees. Did that make the cut? Maybe not, because it literally just dropped. Statement from Yankees managing general partner Hal Steinbrenner. Topic: alteration of Yankees facial hair policy. The statement reads, and I quote, "In recent weeks, I have spoken to a large number of former and current Yankees spanning several eras to elicit their perspectives on our long-standing facial hair and grooming policy, and I appreciate their earnest and varied feedback. These most recent conversations are an extension of ongoing internal dialogue that dates back several years. Ultimately, the final destination rests with me, and after great consideration, we will be amending our expectations to allow our players and uniformed personnel to have well-groomed beards moving forward. It is the appropriate time to move beyond the familiar comfort of our former policy." If you're unaware of this, it has been a story in the Major League Baseball for a very long time that the Yankees have had a facial hair policy that limits their players, coaches, managers, and uniformed employees to mustache only, and that mustache must end corner of the mouth. So basically, you get like traditional standard mustache, no beards. And after literally decades, the Yankees have said, that's enough of that. Y'all can have some beards now. You can have a well-groomed, well-manicured beard now. Now, I know that I'm guilty of getting a little Andrew Luck neck beardy up in here every now and then, but when Rob Brown knows that he's got to go out in public, or he's got to do a TV appearance, or he's going to do a social media video, or whatever he's got to do, you know, try to trim up the neck, get that line straight under the, at least where the jawline used to be back in the day, you know, get it a little down on the cheeks. Although I'm kind of getting to the age now, I had to shave the top of my cheeks this morning because I got hair. It was here, Lonzo. It was like on the top of my cheek.
See, I was thinking,
I had hair up here.
I was thinking about that. You know who also has, you know, hair way up there? That would be one Keanu Reeves. So, I mean, you know, if you want to get some Keanu comparisons, let that thing go on up the cheek.
About 70 pounds in a black suit away from being able to pull off the Keanu. I mean, I hope I can look like John Wick one day. That'd be dope. That'd be dope. Well, I'd really like to get to the point that I'm comfortable wearing a suit every day. I'd wear a suit every day if I look good in one. Also, hockey jerseys are way more comfortable.
I was going to say, you already have I think it's Ted Theodore Logan look. I can't remember which one was, I think. Yeah. It was Ted Theodore Logan. So you already got the Keanu hair going.
I'm good with that.
Why not?
Dude. This is actually, all right, so I know we're making jokes. We're making light of it. And that's one thing. I actually really like this. We did a segment a couple of segments ago, I guess. Dude, radical, gnarly, totally. We did a segment a little while ago about ownership. Pop that P because the other words are appropriate for some of these owners. Ownership across sports. And I said a couple of times, there is nothing that sucks more as a fan of sports than when you come to recognize and realize that your owner sucks. That your owner doesn't care. Because I will tell you, in the landscape of being a bad owner, malice and apathy end up in the same result. I would rather be, if I am trying to accomplish something, I would rather be in it with somebody who is apathetic than somebody who is bad. Whatever that word is I was supposed to use right there. I'd rather be in it with somebody who doesn't care than somebody who is actively trying to sabotage me, obviously. The problem is when it comes to ownership in sports, malice and apathy get you the same result. Miserable fans. Fans who despise their own team. That's where I am, for instance, right now with my New Orleans Saints. My New Orleans Saints have an owner who does not care. She is completely and entirely apathetic towards the team. She is more concerned, as I have said a number of times, with how her public image is impacted. She doesn't want to own the team because she loves football. She doesn't want to own the team because she loves Saints. She wants to own the team so that she gets invited to all the big fancy Mardi Gras balls around New Orleans during carnival season, and she can go rub elbows with the high and mighties. She wants to own the team so that she can utilize the resources of the team to protect members of her church who were involved in illicit and illegal activity with children. That's just the thing that happened. And the result of that is the exact same as if she was Jerry Jonesing the team. It's the exact same result. We're just bad, and we're going to be bad for like a long time. It sucks. It stinks. It's awful. I hate it. This, combined with the offseason that the New York Yankees just had, is the reason that I am willing to put money down. Aside from the fact that they just have the best two rosters in baseball, aside from the fact that both of the teams, the Dodgers and the Yankees, are better this year than they were last year, and they were both in the World Series last year, I'm putting down a ticket on a Dodgers-Yankees World Series. I'm only getting the Dodgers at plus 250. You get the Yankees at like 4.5 to 1. You put them both together, a Dodgers-Yankees World Series explicitly, that jumps up to like 12 to 1. I'll take that number for clearly the two best teams in baseball to make it. I right now am pained in my heart of hearts to say what I am about to say. I have a lot of Sorry. I have a ton of I don't know what that is. I have a ton of respect for the New York Yankees right now. I don't want to say that. I hate the evil empire. All right? I hate the emperor's forces. Can't stand him. But I got a lot of respect for him right now. For a couple of things. Number one. They wanted Juan Soto back. Who doesn't want Juan Soto back? Juan Soto is one of the best baseball players on planet Earth. He is a generational superstar. Of course they wanted him back. Of course they were willing to pay for him to come back. He decided to go across town and go be a New York metropolitan. A lot of teams in that spot would have taken the, what is Juan Soto getting paid? $17 billion that they were willing to put on the table to pay Juan Soto to keep him a Spanky. A lot of teams would have taken that money and they'd have put it right back into the old checking account and said, "Hey, we'll save that for a rainy day. We'll save that for the future. Maybe we'll buy us some new fancy uniforms or something." The Yankees did. The Yankees went out there and they signed a bunch of dudes. They signed Max Fried from Atlanta. That sucks. They signed guys. They said, "All right, we didn't get Juan Soto, a generational mid-20s all-time bat. And a mediocre outfielder, but an all-time bat. We didn't get that guy. We wanted that guy. We didn't get that guy. He's going to go off and play in the National League. Fine, whatever. But that doesn't mean we're done." And they went and they just, everywhere that there was a question mark, they put a period. They put an exclamation point. They got guys. They spent that money. A lot of teams wouldn't do that. A lot of teams would have taken that Juan Soto money and they'd have thrown it right back into the coffers and said, we'll worry about it another day. We'll worry about it another year. We'll worry about it another free agent. Not the Yankees. They said, we were dedicated to spending that money on Juan Soto. We might as well spend that money on other people who help us get better. Then this. And yes, it started off as a joke and a throwaway. It's not a throwaway. It is a joke. But now it's also not a joke. The facial hair policy. Now, Lonzo and I work in radio. We make just slightly below Juan Soto money right now. If the boss man came to me and he said, "Hey, Rob Brown, we're going mustache or clean shaven only around here." I like it around here enough that I would probably say okay. My wife wouldn't. She seen me without a beard. She's like, mm-mm. She told me to my face, "If you would have been clean shaven when we met, we wouldn't be married right now." And for the record, fair. She has described me multiple times as looking like the lead singer of a Southern Baptist quartet when I'm clean shaven. It's not unfair, okay? I like it enough here, I'd probably do it, but I got to tell you, I'd have to think about it. I don't know how much money...
I would have to invest in turtlenecks because that's the only way you'd be able to tell a difference if I had to. Yeah,
I respect that. I respect that. I would have to figure out a way. How do I cover up two of the three chins? All right? A beard is slimming on me, mainly because I'm fat. So, I don't know what amount of players have looked at that and gone, oh, I'm not going there because of their facial hair policy. What I do know is that if they're willing to have a policy like this in place, it also means that they're probably very authoritarian everywhere else. I think that was good for Juan Soto because I think he was in the old inmates running the asylum strategy the Padres have going on, and he was such a young kid who just didn't have discipline and rigor, and he got to the Yankees, he found it, and now he's a better player. I don't know if that's a thing, but with a policy like this, I'm willing to bet it is. And now what the Yankees effectively said at this point is, hey, we're not doing that anymore. This is not a totalitarian regime that wears pinstripe uniforms on game day. We're going to open it up. Players, you guys are going to be more considerable. We still want you to look good, still want you to rep the brand, and that's fine. Just like if the boss came in here and said, hey, look, we just need you to be trimmed up. You don't have to shave, but we need you to be clean shaven, lined up every day. I go, okay, that's fine by me. And they don't do that. But if they did, I'd go, okay, that's fine. I like this. I have a ton of respect for what the Yankees are doing right now this offseason by telling the players, A, we're investing, and B, it's your squad too, which they've never done before. The Yankees scare me this year.
All right, let's finish up this week by talking what is Xing. I'm going to tell Rob what is Xing, and he will tell you why. The first thing that's Xing is The Rock.
Dwayne is Xing right now because Dwayne is apparently going to be on Friday Night SmackDown tonight. And earlier today, he sent out, or last night maybe, I don't know, he sent out a social media post that said, I'm going to be at SmackDown. Called himself the final boss, which we all kind of thought the final boss character was probably dead after the WrestleMania appearance, excuse me, after the Royal Rumble appearance. Where was it that he showed up? I don't remember. Wherever he showed up last time. Oh, the Monday Night Raw on Netflix debut. We all kind of thought that was dead.
Actually, the last time it was on NXT, I think.
But the last time that most everybody saw him was Raw on Netflix debut. We all kind of thought he was getting away from that.
Quit dissing the CW, man.
I'm not dissing it. I'm just saying, like, the overwhelming majority of fans watch Raw on SmackDown, not NXT. We do, because we're awesome. Not so much the normal. But the point is, we all kind of thought that character was dead. And he said, I'm coming into, and I don't have the quote in front of me, Zoe. I don't know if you know it off the top of your head, but basically said, I am about to shake everything up with the gospel of the final boss. And I was like, word. Authority, Dwayne.
That's one of the reasons why Zach's in. The other thing is, supposedly, he has just been, he's going to be in a Martin Scorsese movie.
I saw a screen cap. They had him in like a...
It's a Hawaiian mob boss.
Yeah, I saw that, and I looked at it, and I'm like...
With Matt Damon. I don't know if it's real or not, but I'm kind of interested.
I'm here for it. I'm all in for it.
So I guess we can declare him as a real actor now.
Oh, for sure. He has been for a while.
If he's going to be in that. All right,
he is now an actor who wrestles, not a wrestler who acts.
We'll see about that. All right, the next thing that's texting is Henry Cavill.
No idea why Henry Cavill's trending. I'm going to assume it's his birthday.
No, he is Xing because Amazon now has the rights to James Bond.
That's right. I did see that. They got it from MGM. I guess a couple of the longtime producers.
Barbara Broccoli and the other dude, the one who's been doing it for a long time, have moved on to other projects.
Yeah. And so Amazon acquired the rights to James Bond, which means the next James Bond movies are going to be available on Amazon Prime. And there has been talk. There's been two guys that have been circled as the most likely next Bond, Henry Cavill and Idris Elba. And I'll tell you.
Oh, no, there's another one.
Who's the other one?
He just did Craven. Which nobody watched.
I was really excited about it. And then the other day, a commercial for Disney Plus came on and they were talking about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that was a thing.
Yeah.
Which is too bad because Kraven in the comics is great.
Well, he was also Quicksilver in Avengers. And he.
Is that same guy?
Yeah. He was also I'm not going to say the next word.
Kick Ass.
Yeah.
Which was awesome. That two movie set is fun. I don't care. It's fun.
So we'll see if one of those guys ends up being James Bond, but now we got a chance of that move forward.
You're in charge. Idris Elba or Henry Cavill?
I'm going Henry Cavill.
See, but I'm going Idris Elba.
Yeah, I'm going Henry Cavill. All right.
Who's the best Bond?
The last one.
Daniel Craig?
Yes.
I'm good with that.
All right. The next thing that's Xing is Austin Reeves, because I cannot pass that up again.
No, you absolutely cannot. LeBron dropped a 40-burger last night, his second 40-point game as a 40-year-old, only NBA player in history that has multiple 40-point games after 40 years old. Austin Reeves, as LeBron was getting set for his post-game interview on the floor, walked over and called him And now it's just what we say about anybody over 40. Because that gives me 5 more days to not be a...
You know, now that's going to be on your cake. Underneath the AARP, probably.
It's... I respect Austin Reeves for doing that. I mean, right in his face, too. That's good. Hey, that's it for us. Thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed the show. Have a tremendous weekend, everybody. Do not drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face when we come back on Monday. Second half of the NBA season, second half of the NHL season. We'll be a few days deep in MLB spring training. Daytona in the books. Atlanta up next. We'll talk about that and more. For Lonzo, I'm Rob. Thanks for being here. Tell your friends about us. We're trying to get rich and famous. See you Monday on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.